WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
That's right. Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time to get this party started. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Going to talk some Michigan and Denny Hamlin reminding us why maybe this is the year he gets his championship before he retires. We've got points. We've got standings. We have got a lot to get to as we recap the Firekeepers Casino 400. And, of course, we're going to do that right here on this hour of Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. I am Casey. It is good to be here in and out of the rain. And sitting across from me, he's got a blue shirt on. Maybe so that's when the rain hits it. He won't even notice. It is none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. And, you know, it's one of those situations where we're praying for rain and in a drought and missing it. And then all of a sudden we were getting all this rain over the last couple of weeks. And now we're just looking for some sunny.
The prayers worked too good. Prayers worked a little too good sometimes.
But, you know, however, I'm going to take what we've got and be thankful. But, man, it was a little bit of a wet day yesterday. However, Saturday was good. But we had nothing but sunny skies in Michigan. And that is what counts because we were able to get a race in. But it can have a lot to do with the yard work, which I know you can't relate to a whole lot, but it does also have an effect on the game of golf, which you can relate to.
So you look at our forecast right now, and every day has the little cloud with the rain next to it with a certain percentage. You know, tomorrow 80%, Saturday maybe down to 30%, but everything around it's between 80% and 30%.
Yeah,
every single day. So somehow we now live in Florida where we're just going to have storms every day. But yes, yeah, so it kind of a buddy of mine is his son is a baseball player, and this is not quite T-ball, it's coach pitch, so it's little kids, but there's tournaments every weekend around here. I had no idea what a big deal this was. But rain comes in, and tonight they were supposed to, I don't know if it's going to happen, but they were supposed to have a makeup game from this weekend. And and I'm like, well, it's coach pitch. Just call the game. No, it's a tournament, and you earn points. And if you get to a certain level, then you get invited to the year-end tournament. And if the kids get in, like, first or second or third place, you get rings. And I mean, it's all this stuff. Yeah. It is such a big business. And, yes, weeks like this have got a lot of people at the golf courses, a lot of people out there watching baseball games, all the grounds crews really nervous.
So for the professional golfer that you are,
oh, pro,
you know, living in a fancy gated community golf course, say we have all the rain we had yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean that it's, even though we didn't have much today, or say today we didn't have any. Are you able to get on the course? Is it pretty soggy, or is the course even open? Or does it usually take a couple of days once we've had a lot of rain in one day before the course is open?
No, most of the time, courses will stay open as long as it's not lightning. Like, if you want to get out there in the rain and play, you're welcome to. Now, if it's a torrential downpour or a major thunder, I mean, when lightning's involved, no.
Yeah, but they're not concerned about you tearing up the course?
Well, it would be car path only, so your cart's only allowed to go on the concrete areas. But no, courses they're designed to drain, and you're not really going to tear anything up,
okay,
so to speak. So a lot of it is, if it's just like one of those lazy, rainy days, oh, you'll get guys to get out there and do it.
Yeah. So have you got golf shoes that are like your rain soggy shoes and then shoes that you don't play when the course is wet?
No, I mean, all golf shoes are, most of them these days are waterproof. So Yeah, I'll probably put on the ones I don't like as much. I've got some black ones that I'll wear.
I can remember years ago when I would play from time to time, after playing on a day when it had been raining, or you were playing on a course that we'd had rain on for a while, you definitely came off with wet socks and soggy shoes.
Oh, man, yes. And you're just out there all day. And, you know, the worst part about it, sometimes the rain will get in your beer and just water it down.
That's the way it is? Man, with. I hate it when that happens.
I have played out in a driving rain when you're already out there and you're like, what the heck, we're here, let's keep going. But, it's not always the most fun.
Yeah. Did you get any golf in Saturday?
I didn't.
Wow.
No, this was
you must not be behaving.
What did I? So my daughter's birthday party was Sunday. And so Saturday, she had a sleepover Saturday night. So a lot of house cleaning, you know, went to Mass, had a little sleepover with her and her friends. And we did a birthday party at Buff City Soap, Sean. So girls will go and play with all the stuff that smells pretty. And
that sounds expensive.
They'll make bath bombs. It's really not that bad.
So how old's your daughter now?
She is 12. Or her official birthday is tomorrow. She will be 12.
Because I have been living through you all these years because y'all make birthdays a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to. It's like a celebration and a weekend-long holiday. At what age does that start to slow down? Or as she gets older, does it become more expensive venues?
So I kind of thought we were kind of done with it, but I guess not. So this was a really easy party. This was nowhere near as elaborate as they are when they're smaller, it seems. But everybody show up, smell pretty stuff, have some cake. Of course, when you go to a birthday party, you get a parting gift now. That's the new thing. Kind of like how when people come to the, you know, when they're VIPs to the
Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Chattanooga Fitness Expo, they'll get a little bag.
Yeah.
Or if you go to the Emmys, you get a little bag. Same thing at birthday parties now. You get a little parting gift. And so eat some cake and go home.
So her 12-year-old birthday party is cheaper than it was when it used to just be having it at home and, you know, is more of a Disney age.
Probably not as cheap, but I'm trying to think. We've only had one or two at home. Everything else is, we got to go do something.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you what, one of the most expensive ones, Topgolf.
Yeah,
I can see that. They're proud of everything out there. But it's also a lot of fun. Every kid had a ball.
And you had your daughter at Topgolf doing it?
Wow.
Yeah. I've not heard of anybody that young doing it at Topgolf.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Y'all done the jump park over there off Gun Barrel?
Evelyn hasn't. We've gone to parties, but we haven't. Like, Evelyn hasn't had a party there. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm glad that I'm now dealing with a grandson, and I'm not involved in having to go through all that, but you know,
not yet, because he's very, very tiny.
I do remember the days, and I did enjoy them, but you know, I'm that old guy that, you know, get off my lawn
back in my day,
yeah, kind of thing. So, but I do remember it.
I do,
but I live it through you.
It is ridiculous, but it's like when everybody starts being ridiculous, then you don't want to be the only kid that doesn't, I guess.
Yeah.
So it just kind of becomes the way. I don't know. I feel like we're about over birthday parties. Now it's just have a few friends over and
boy, that's hard to believe. She's 12 years old now.
Yeah. We'll be in seventh grade.
Seems like it's just the other day when she became an oar.
She's at cheer camp this week down at Notre Dame. And so I'm driving her and a couple of her friends in the morning to drop off, and like it hits me, we're driving and I'm like, we're pulling into Notre Dame. I'm like, she's going to be doing this in just a couple of years. And she'll be the one driving down here. Like, oh my, what is happening?
Is she wanting to be a high school cheerleader?
I guess. I mean, she really enjoys it and she's in cheer camp, but you know, who knows?
Yeah. Cause she's,
I would guess
she's gotten active in athletics.
Yeah. Well, she golfs.
Yeah. Well, good. Good for you. Just savor the moment, cherish the moments, because it disappears quickly.
The days go slow, but the years go fast.
Yeah.
And that couldn't be more true.
I had a busy weekend. Got a lot of, you know, of yard work.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I got to get yard work done the houses. And got some organization in my garage. You know, it tends to get out of order from time to time. So, yeah, it was a good weekend. Got some office work done. Didn't see you at the gym, but I know you've been working out here lately. So how's that going?
It's good, man. I spent all weekend not able to walk very well because we really you wouldn't get this, but we did something called leg day where you like you exercised your legs. I know you're against that.
I remember doing that about 30 years ago.
No, it wasn't, but we just did a couple exercises, and it's crazy. Wasn't a lot of weight. I didn't do anything I didn't think was tough, but if you do it correct and you're working on your core and all this, by the time you get to that third set, things are on fire. And yeah. I didn't think I was that bad. I woke up Saturday morning. I was like, oh,
now
going up and down stairs is not a lot of fun.
Now would be a good time for you to start your running habits back.
Yeah, that would be good.
And your old buddy, Jared, you know, he's ready to get that phone call from you to hook up on a time of heading out to Enterprise South.
I have to work up to Jared, man. That dude's a pro.
Yeah, but see, he would be your incentive. He'd be your motivation. So everybody needs a buddy like that to keep you driven. Well, we did have our fair share of NASCAR over the weekend, and it was no surprise to see Toyota continue to show domination on the track, and Denny Hamlin to get his third win of the season. If you count the All-Star race, it was his fourth, but third as far as points go. And he gave it a lot of excitement there at Michigan. We had an enormous amount of cautions. About a quarter of the race was under caution. So we'll get into some of that and more as we go throughout the show. But it is time for us to take a break. We are broadcasting from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past shows, be sure and find us at our website, racingtalkradio.com. Click on past shows and you can find them all there. Also, too, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And the shows are always published by the next day, which would be Tuesday morning. So no fear. You can always listen to past shows there. Listen anytime, anywhere, on demand at your favorite podcast platform. While you're there, click on the follow or subscribe button. That way you get the notification for the next podcast. All right, we got a lot of NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75. This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nougat Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient
just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nougat Dentistry. Nougat Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nougat Dentistry studio. Find Nougat Dentistry online at NougatDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Getting ready to break down Michigan and the Firekeepers Casino 400. And then we'll turn our attention towards Pocono and then the San Diego Street Course. After that, Sonoma Raceway. So back-to-back road course races to kick the month off. But before all that, Sean, we had to go to one of the big tracks. And I don't know if it's his bragging rights. I feel like it's not talked about as much anymore. But for a long time, this was bragging rights because this is in Detroit's backyard. And this is where all the auto manufacturers were. And it's you want to win a car race where all the cars are made. I don't know if it's as big a deal, but we certainly saw one manufacturer step up and have another heck of a race in a time that they're having a heck of a season.
I don't think it's as big a deal. However, I think it is something that Toyota gets a kick out of when they can go up there and be in what is known to be the headquarters of both Chevrolet and Ford. But back in the day of Dale Earnhardt and Davey Allison and Mark Martin, Rusty Wallace, all those guys, I mean, it seemed like our sport was driven more by manufacturers. I remember being at tracks, Talladega and Atlanta, and you would see a guy come in all decked out in a Ford shirt, a Ford hat. He might have a Ford racing tag on the front of his truck, and he was diehard whoever was driving a Ford. If that driver left the next year and went to a Chevrolet, by gosh, he didn't like that driver anymore.
It's so funny. The manufacturer of your car used to be such a big deal. I grew up, I remember, you know, Ford stood for found on road dead. You know, that's what a Chevy guy would say.
Or first on race day.
Or first on race day, depending on if you like him or not.
Yeah.
The little Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing on the Chevy logo. I mean, that you would see those places. Yeah. And you're just like, who, you know, oh gosh, Dodge also, or Fix or Repair Daily. That was another Ford one. Dodge was, it had its own little thing.
I never heard the Dodge one. It was always Ford.
Yeah, Ram truck stood for something. But anyway, all that seemed to really matter. I feel like nobody even cares. Like, whatever you show up in, people like, and then it better last 100,000 miles because that's kind of what all the warranties are.
I think Toyota probably looks at it as, hey, we're going to just spoil the party because we know this is the headquarters of Chevrolet and Ford, even though we're not going to make that big a deal about it that we're here. But, you know, it's nice to know in the back of our minds we're spoiling the party.
Yeah.
And, of course, I drive a Toyota Tundra. It makes me drive down the road feeling proud that Toyota is running so well in NASCAR right now.
Joe Gibbs called you, said, I like your truck, Sean.
Hey, get a load of this. You know, I got my truck back in December. And yesterday, Kim and I, my wife, we were out running some errands and stuff. And I was sitting there in the Food City parking lot on Lee Highway. And I've got a little phone cradle mount in my Tundra. And I was watching the race. I was watching it on Prime. I had my Prime app going on my phone.
Not supposed to do that, but okay.
Well, I was sitting in the parking lot, though, so it was legal. And Kim's inside picking up some things. I'm just sitting out there waiting on her. And I was way out in the parking lot where I could watch the front door at a distance. And I had my truck kind of parked a little crook-eyed, you know, not in a space. But then I had kind of the wheels, you know, cut. It was, and it was sitting there running, the lights were on and all. I see this young kid, probably 18, 19 years old, worked for Food City. And he's gathering up all the buggies in the parking lot. He's standing there by one of the buggy racks, and he's just standing there, and he's staring at me. Staring at the being in the truck. Well, this goes on for 2 or 3 minutes. And then he even takes his hand and puts it up under his chin, and he's turning his head, and he's looking at it, and he's looking at me from different angles. And I'm thinking, what's up with this guy?
What is wrong with this dude?
Is he fixing to say something to me because I'm not parked properly here in the parking lot? Well, about that time, he walks over there, and he walks up to the passenger side. And, of course, it's pouring down raining. Of course, he's in a rain suit, and I roll down the passenger side window, and he says, "Hey, dude, I just wanted to tell you, you got one of the best looking trucks I've ever seen." And he said, "Man, I just love your truck." And he said, "I was just standing over admiring." He said, "The wheels and the tires and the lights and all that you got on it, and
the rain that was coming down."
Yeah. He just was standing over admiring. He says, "Do you mind if I take a couple of pictures real quick?" I said, "I just got to think, well, you know, what's up with this?" But sure. Okay. So anyway, he took a couple of pictures. He got back. He took some pictures, turned his iPhone, you know, sideways, got a good wide angle shot. He comes back over there. He holds his phone up to me, and I roll the window back down, holds the phone up. He said, "Man, these are good pictures." He said, "Thanks for letting me take a picture of your truck. It's so cool." And walks off. And I'm thinking, well, that's something that never happened to me before.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, I thought it was pretty cool that he...
It was the magic hour. The lighting was just right.
I guess.
Everything was great.
I guess the way the headlights were beaming and the fog lights and all the, you know, everything. But it was a pretty interesting moment.
Well, it wasn't that. See, you know, and now he probably went and made that his profile picture on whatever social media things. Like, "Hey, ladies, just picked up a truck."
Yeah. Well, and he's probably making a lot of money off Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And he's using it as part of his content. But no, it's just something that never happened.
That's cool. You know what? It's a good looking truck.
Does that happen very often in the old GMC Sierra?
You know what? Every time I clean it, which is not often, but when I do take her through the old car wash and get her shined up, I find myself going, "Dang, man, I do have a good looking truck."
I bet that.
It's kind of like when Mrs. Orr gets out of the shower. Sometimes you're like, "Dang, I do got a good looking one." You know?
That's not what I expected you to say. Well, I bet when you pull up to give an estimate on a job for a fence, some senior lady that's in her 70s, she says, "Who is that fine, mighty fine man driving that blue GMC truck? I can't wait to see him get out of that thing."
Well, I did when it was new, you know, because trucks are not inexpensive and people know.
Oh, yeah,
you pull up in too nice of a truck and they say, "Well, I can't afford whatever you're selling." You're like,
Yeah.
You know, this thing's paid off and
you've been driving a fancy truck for
many
years.
Got a gajillion miles on it. So,
yeah. But it's getting back to the manufacturers. I don't think it means near what it did at one time, but it's always still fun to look back on the way the NASCAR fan base once looked at our sport and the way the manufacturers, you know, played such a big part. I remember being in Chevrolet dealerships and being in the oil business for over 3 decades. I was in dealerships all the time because we provided a lot of them with their petroleum products and lubricants and stuff. I remember back in the day, you'd go into a Goodwrench or parts department at a Chevrolet dealer. It was Goodwrench number 3 and Dale Earnhardt
everywhere,
all over that dealership, especially in the parts department. You don't see that anymore.
Well, and you know, NASCAR is an advertising vehicle in a lot of ways. And so you advertise things so people will then go buy them. And you could probably trace it back to, you know, win on Sunday, drive on Monday.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what manufacturer wins on Sunday right now. You can't go buy that car on Monday. You're not even really one that kind of looks like it.
You know, I got a lot of friends at Capital Toyota And I've always thought, man, you guys are missing the boat. Toyota is doing so well and has been doing so well now for several years. This is the great, this is a perfect opportunity to promote Toyota Racing TRD and the host of drivers, especially Denny Hamlin right now. But you don't see that. Not only at Capital Toyota, you don't see it at any of the Toyota dealerships. Even Cleveland Toyota. I was up there back last fall. There was nothing about Toyota TRD Racing.
And they're a really good team, you would think. Like, oh, yeah. If there's one that you're probably okay with.
And the thing about it is these manufacturers, especially Toyota, are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars a year supporting their efforts in motorsports. And it's like the dealers don't show much interest in it. And I have just been, you know, dumbfounded why the manufacturers and the dealerships don't get on the same, same table or get to the same table and say, hey, let's maximize our investment here and let's take what we do on the racetrack and let's try to take it to the dealership showrooms and to the parts departments, but they just don't do it.
Yeah, it's just, the marketing material's got to be there.
Yeah.
Where you would think, so I don't know. Whatever. Well, we can fix it if they'd all just listen to us.
That's right. We could be certainly some outstanding consultants. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Michigan. And, of course, Denny Hamlin got his third victory of the year, his 63rd victory in 736 NASCAR Cup Series wins. You know, he recently exceeded Kyle Busch, where Kyle Busch was in his victories. You know, one of the next numbers.
In Cup Series.
In the Cup Series, yeah. His next goal, and it's going to be a long stretch goal, is probably to get as many wins as Dale Earnhardt. And it's not completely out of reach if he keeps his pace up. But by the time he decides to retire, boy, it's a mighty big hill to have to climb or to try to climb if he is successful in achieving that goal.
So right now, what is he? 13 wins from Dale Earnhardt, and you know, here's a guy that we keep talking about his retirement plans or his 12 wins.
Well, right now he's confirmed through the end of next year.
But 13 wins, I mean, that would be a lot in the next. And then after that, you would have to go another 7 wins to tie Cale Yarborough and Jimmy Johnson. Another win for Waltrip. Another win for Bobby Allison, who doesn't get talked about enough for having that many wins. Jeff Gordon, 93. David Pearson, 105. And I think one of the safest records in all of sports history, Richard Petty, 200 wins.
I'd say you're right. And after in the post-race show on Prime last night with Denny Hamlin, he did talk about the fact that his contract with Joe Gibbs Racing goes through the end of 2027, but he didn't totally take it off the table that in the future he could reevaluate that situation and maybe extend it into 2028. If he did that, his odds certainly would be much greater to either meet or exceed the amount of wins that Dale Earnhardt had.
You know, when you get that age, and I know he wants to win a championship, but you get to the point you really don't have anything to prove. I think it's like, as long as this is fun and as long as I'm winning and competing, I'll be here. But the minute it starts going, you know, Jimmy Johnson or you know, pick whatever star you want their last couple of years, and they're just out there making laps, I'm out of here.
Well, there gets to be a certain point, being a man as you get older, you know, you got to go to the restroom in a quicker amount of time. Can you make it through 3 or 4 hours of racing and stay hydrated and not need to make a restroom pit stop? Do you ever think about that?
You know what? They have equipment for that in the car, Sean. You just plug it in and go.
Is that the way it goes?
I hope so. At least
I've never heard of that. Maybe you could do some research and homework on this sometime and report back.
There's kind of I'm looking at Bobby Allison and Darrell Waltrip, number 4 and 5 all time on the Cups wins list. Allison has 85, Waltrip 84. Darrell Waltrip won the 81 and 82 championship, Bobby Allison the 83 championship, and Darrell Waltrip the 85 championship. I don't know who did 84. I could probably find it if I looked. But you got to, like, in a 4-year period, did anybody else win races other than those two guys?
Yeah.
Because that is a ton of wins right then.
Well, and it's interesting you bring this up, too, because when people, especially the, I say people, I mean the younger generation, they don't realize and appreciate the kind of career that Darrell Waltrip had. I think people that are in their 20s, 30s, and maybe even early 40s, they think of Darrell Waltrip as a TV broadcaster that was in the booth for nearly 20 years.
There's a whole generation that thinks he's the guy from the Cars movie.
Yeah, know? They don't think about what a huge, successful career he had. And I've always sort of been disappointed just thinking about it as far as for the benefit of Darrell Waltrip is, man, this was a guy that had an unbelievable history in the sport of NASCAR. But to the younger generation, many don't know that.
Yeah, just a dude on TV.
Yeah. Denny Hamlin not only had 63 victories so far, he has that so far in his career. This is his third victory and 10th top 10 finish in 2026. This is his fourth victory and 21st top 10 finish in 36 races at Michigan International Speedway. We had all three organizations of Toyota represented 1, 2, 3. So with that said, Eric Jones with Legacy Racing or Motor Club came in second. He posted his fourth top 10 finish in 14 races at Michigan. Bubba Wallace, which drives for 2311, came in third. He'd sort of been in a slump for the last month or so.
Good one, Bubba.
Posted his fourth top 10 finish now in 13 races at Michigan. In fourth spot, Kyle Larson. Fifth, Carson Hocevar. Sixth, Daniel Suarez. Continues to show strength on the racetrack, driving for Spires Motorsports. Seventh, Joey Logano. That's a good improvement for him. We've not seen him do that well so far this year. Teammate Ryan Blaney came in eighth. Ninth, Chris Buescher. And tenth, Chase Briscoe.
Other drivers of note, you've got Ross Chastain in 16th, William Byron 18th, Alex Bowman 19th. That's a bad day for those two teammates. Go down the list a little bit. Rick Stenhouse Jr., 29th. SVG, after getting his best ever finish on an oval, goes back to finish in 30th. Christopher Bell had a pretty rough wreck, finished in 31st. Chase Elliott, 32nd. Tyler Reddick, 35th. Keselowski, 34th. And then Connor Zillers continues to struggle in 37th. So some big names at the top, but also some big names at the bottom at the Michigan race.
This race was 200 laps, 400 miles. And we had 11 caution flags for 54 laps and 23 lead changes among 11 drivers. When you look at the drivers that led some of the most laps, Denny Hamlin led 40 laps. Bubba Wallace led 9. Carson Hocevar ran strong.
Upset some people.
He did. And he led 21 laps. And Daniel Suarez led 10. Carson Hocevar just needs to keep being Carson Hocevar. He doesn't need to change. He's not but 23 years old. He'll mature out. You know, just think about this. It wasn't that long ago that whenever we wanted to blame somebody or somebody wanted to say whose fault it was,
him.
We just always said it was Ross Chastain's fault. You remember those days?
The watermelon man. Yeah.
You remember those days where he couldn't do anything right? And as his maturity has improved on the racetrack, he sort of, you know, lost that reputation that he had once upon a time where he had teams and drivers that couldn't stand to be around him. I think that's where we'll end up with Carson Hocevar. But we need the different personalities. We need drivers that become their own. And I hope Carson Hocevar doesn't change. Dale Earnhardt Jr. even said at the end of the broadcast last night during post-race, he basically said it just the way I describe it, and I totally, totally agree with him. When you look at the top 10, anything stand out? Catches your eye?
Great run for Eric Jones. You also mentioned Bubba Wallace kind of snapping out of a mid-season funk. Other than that, you know, just most of the big boys up there running well. Suarez continues to do good.
Yeah. All right, time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the NASCAR driver's standings after the race in Michigan. We'll also get into news in the world of NASCAR owned and off the track We are broadcasting from the Nougat Dentistry studio. You can find them online at NougatDentistry.com. A lot more NASCAR straight ahead after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U, coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlanger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the news and NASCAR today. Talking about the Firekeepers Casino 400, just ran down the results. Big win for Denny Hamlin. As you know what? He guess he's decided the second half of the season he's going to remind everybody that he's the Wiley veteran and still in search of his first ever championship. And now we turn our attention coming up this Sunday to Sean Whitfield's favorite racetrack on the entire schedule, and that is Pocono, the Tricky Triangle. Great nickname. Sometime, but you know what? Listen, we've spent a lot of time. I feel bad. We should probably do this for our buddies at Pocono. Pocono used to not be the most exciting race, and they did everything in the world to try to make it cool. Remember, there was a weekend where they did two races in one weekend. They were, I remember, back-to-back. Yeah. Like, literally, back-to-back days for Pocono.
Which I was not a fan of.
It was almost like, let's just get this over with. But Pocono was one of the, I mean, this goes back to an old handshake deal between original NASCAR and the original track owners. So there's a long lineage in history there. And the story of Pocono is a really cool one. It was designed where every turn is identical to a famous turn at a different racetrack. So it was, you know, it was paying heritage to other types of racing. And it's got the longest straightaway, Sean. It's supposed to be the fastest. But however that goes, we haven't always been treated to the best of racing.
However, with this new setup, the last few times it has been a lot better, kind of like Michigan, where we just came from, kind of like Auto Club used to be. You used to get drivers check out and there wasn't a lot of drama, but we've seen restarts get a lot better. And last few races at Pocono, if you're tuning in, it's actually been quite good.
Yeah, I think the popularity of Pocono has continued to improve with the drivers, but also with the NASCAR nation, with the NASCAR fan base. I understand that Pocono's infill is already sold out for this upcoming race, and they're very close of having the grandstand sold out. NASCAR's last three cup races have all been sold out. So right now, as far as attendance and popularity, we got a lot to be proud of. The sport's doing well, and we've been seeing some great racing.
Yeah. So you know what? Tune in, Pocono, and we'll see what happens up there at the Tricky Triangle.
Before we put closure to the race in Michigan, there was a very violent crash on lap 148 moments after the restart between Chase Elliott and Christopher Bell. And it was a reminder of how far along we have come in the safety of NASCAR. This is a crash that, had we not had the safety improvements that we've had over the last 25 years since we lost Dale Earnhardt, we might have unfortunately lost another driver yesterday. But it was a very violent crash. Right now, both drivers are, of course, Chase Elliott, he was doing fine. But Christopher Bell is having his wrist and ankle evaluated today and possibly doing an MRI for possibilities of some problems there. But nevertheless, both drivers were able to get out and walk away.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace was recorded with his spotter going, you know, like, whoa, who was that? And I hope that guy's okay. He hadn't seen a hit like that before coming from his crash cam. And Bell was seen getting on board a JGR plane with what appears to be a cast or at least a sling.
So, a brace or something, yeah.
You know, the fact that something that scary looking can end up being perhaps, and listen, everybody's having a wrist jacked up, it's not like that's fun, but the fact it's that and we're not talking about something way more serious, that is one area. You know, we've all got our bones to pick with NASCAR, and if we could be the NASCAR czar for the day, there's lots of things we would fix. But their emphasis, along with the tracks, track owners and safety, is that's just not one of them. It seems like they always get an A+ across the board.
Yeah, they do an outstanding job, especially with the improvements that they've made through the years of safety with the sport. All right, let's move into the driver's standings after the race in Michigan. We got Tyler Reddick still leading by quite a spread, but not near what it was just a few weeks ago. We had triple-digit spread from first to second. Now we only got a 51-point spread between he and his team owner, Denny Hamlin, 51 points apart. Denny in second, Ryan Blaney in third, Chase Elliott in fourth, Ty Gibbs in fifth.
Yeah, Tyler could only sit at home for one weekend now and retain the points lead, not two. So it's just, I guess his lead shrunk a little bit. Kyle Larson, sixth spot. Hosts of ours, seventh, Chris Buescher, eighth, Daniel Suarez, ninth, Christopher Bell rounds out the top 10, Bubba Wallace, 11th, William Byron, 12th, Chase Briscoe in 13th, SVG, 14th, Brad Keselowski, after a bad run, still in top 15, he's at 15th, and Austin Cindric sets the there in 16th. Sean, only 3 points behind him, Joey Logano, making a late season move. And after Joey is Eric Jones and Ryan Preece. And then after that, it's a pretty big drop, 30 or so points down to Michael McDowell. So Preece, Jones, and Logano all coming after Austin Cindric for that final spot.
Yeah, and I want to add to my comment about there's only 51 points ahead or separating first and second. With that in mind, third is 157 points. So still, Tyler Reddick is still king of the hill, but it just goes to show what an outstanding job Denny Hamlin has done to catch up with his fellow driver, Tyler Reddick.
It's really, instead of one breaking away with the pack, there's another one that's also breaking away with the pack. NASCAR's not catching up with anybody so much as just another person's kind of throwing the giant mainsail out there and really ripping away from everybody.
You know, when we look at the driver standings, especially look at the top 10, two of the drivers that are most impressive to me right now, Ty Gibbs. He's a guy that we weren't giving any credit at all in having a bright future. We would talk about him last year when the NASCAR Nation would talk about him. He's right now in fifth spot. And then Daniel Suarez is a driver. We didn't even know if he would be in the Cup Series. And he's in ninth spot. Both those guys are hanging strong in the top 10 and doing very, very well.
And I tell you another, you kind of look at numbers and you figure out how far we are into the season. Sean, sitting in number sixth, Kyle Larson, he is the highest placing driver without a victory. Still no win so far this year for Kyle Larson. That's a bit of a shock. Chris Buescher, the only other driver in the top 10. Well, you can say 10th is Christopher Bell, but Bell, Buescher, and Kyle Larson, the only drivers in the top 10 with no victories. Shane Van Gisbergen is the lowest placing driver with a victory right now. He is in 14th spot with that one win.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kyle Larson, it is a little bit surprising to see that he hasn't gotten a win in so far this year. Yesterday was race number 15 of the 2026 season. However, despite the fact he hadn't gotten a win in, I would not be a bit surprised if we don't see him get one in before the 26 race is complete, getting into the NASCAR chase. I think it's just a matter of time before we see him do well and end up in victory lane.
Yeah. Larson will end up with a win. Buescher, I don't know. Bell, you feel like if this injury's okay, Bell's kind of the guy that's always going to end up with a win or two. There's still some out there. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into news in the world of NASCAR. We lost one of NASCAR's legend, both on the track and in the TV booth. We'll talk about who that is. We come back after the break. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. We've done points. We've done standings. We've talked a little bit about Pocono and how the Tricky Triangle is coming up this Sunday. You know what? Then after that, we're going to have two road course races, Sean, and the beginning, the second of those road course races is the beginning of like the summer tournament. The summer series is what it used to be called, but got a little something special in on the NASCAR schedule that we haven't quite talked about. But that is coming up. Pocono, San Diego Street Course, and then the in-season challenge, which is when TNT takes over.
Do we go ahead and just put Shane Van Gisbergen name out next to those road courses, the winner? Go ahead and just pencil that in.
All right, let's see. We've got San Diego. We've got Sonoma. And let's see what other we've got.
We got another Watkins Glen, don't we, on the schedule?
Worldwide Technology Raceway, where's that?
That's in St. Louis.
Is that, but that's not a road
course. That's not a road course. Isn't Watkins Glen on the schedule again?
No.
Okay, so we've already gotten, they were just there one time, we've already gotten that race in.
Iowa, Norrisville, but no. So we've only got two more road courses so far? The last two?
Yeah, I guess we do.
Okay, well, yeah. Listen, if
the new 2026 schedule is a little different,
that would not be a bad parlay. Just try to just pick him for winning both. That wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah. NASCAR, the NASCAR community lost a true NASCAR legend and Hall of Famer a few days ago at the age of 93, Ned Jarrett. He was a longtime NASCAR Cup Series driver, as well as he was in the booth for many years with CBS Sports, working in conjunction with Ken Squire, along with Bob Jenkins and Benny Parsons. He was at ESPN working with those guys. And I was thinking back on the years of Ned Jarrett and the times that I had came in contact with him and was around him. And I've always thought this, well before thinking about his passing, you and I have done probably, I don't know, would you say as many as 10 broadcasts from Atlanta Motor Speedway?
It was twice.
Eight maybe?
Yeah, it was once a year for a long time.
We were going twice a year.
And then it became twice a year.
Yeah.
Twiced with a T.
And when we would go down, we'd spend about 2 days. Maybe one time we pulled off three. We did Friday, Saturday, and then race day on Sunday. But I bring that up because there was one year that our guest that we interviewed on the show was Ned Jarrett. And I have always thought in the back of my mind that my most favorite interview and conversation of all of our years at Atlanta Motor Speedway was the opportunity we had to have an interview with Ned Jarrett, because it was literally a situation where I felt like I was sitting at a table with Ned Jarrett and we were just having a conversation. We were just talking. It was almost like not even interviewing. It was like sitting there having a conversation and talking about the old times. Do you remember our interview with Ned Jarrett?
Actually, so I remember I'm the one that grabbed Ned and was like, hey, would you like to? And you were like, yeah. And then I walked him over there and you were like, oh, Mr. Jarrett, how are you?
Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly
I wasn't on the show yet. I was just the guy running around doing stuff because it was you and Van Dukel, I believe. But he wasn't there. So I think it just ended up being you interviewing.
Man, that's Ned going back Jarrett. In the early days.
Yeah, it was a while ago. And it could not have been nicer, could not have been more soft-spoken. And you're sitting here going, this is kind of one of the, you know, I don't know, kings of the sport. I mean, like, Ned Jarrett was a big deal. And then you throw, you know, his son into it. And the Jarrett family's got a long lineage of being a big deal in NASCAR.
Well, I believe Dale Jarrett was still driving at that time. He was at the end of his career.
Yeah.
And that was one of the main reasons he was at the track. But I just remember how much I enjoyed. And I saved a copy on a cassette tape because back then we...
Because there was such a thing.
Yeah, we had, you know, a lot of our broadcasts were saved on cassettes. I remember saving that for a long time. And I need to look and see if I've still got it. Surely I do. And go back and listen to that conversation. But that was one of the ones that I treasured and valued the most out of all the different broadcasts we did from the NASCAR garage area at Atlanta Motor Speedway was our time with Ned Jarrett. But man, he lived a long life. He lived a good life, 93 years old.
Yeah, that's very cool. When I saw that he had passed, I first thought of that too. There's a bunch of other people doing reports and, it's a time, little old radio station, Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, we needed him more than he needed us, but he just happy as a lark. Sit down and let's talk NASCAR.
Yeah. Richard Childress spoke before the media for the first time this past Saturday at Michigan. This press conference had been scheduled well before the passing of Kyle Busch. And the reason that it had been scheduled is because they were going to announce there in Chevrolet country that Kyle Busch was going to be back as a free agent in the 2027 season driving for Richard Childress Racing. And Richard Childress shared how he felt. He shared a conversation that he had that Tuesday night before Kyle Busch had died. And he shares it like this. He said, I talked to Kyle Tuesday night before he died, and we had a great conversation talking about how he said, you give me cars like you gave me the last 3 weeks, and I will make the chase this year. He said, both of us had a lot of confidence. We built a friendship out of this. And of course, this was his first public appearance since the passing of Kyle Busch. But man, it still seems surreal and unimaginable that Kyle Busch is no longer here with us.
Yeah, it's very strange. And we were talking the new kind of logo, I guess, they've come out with for Kyle Busch.
The one in the eight.
The one in the eight where the one's blacked out because at the end of his career he was driving the eight. Super cool, whoever came up with that. Good job.
I think Joe Gibbs Racing came up with that.
But it really is. It's, you know, it wasn't real. And now that we're all kind of back to racing, it still doesn't feel like, you know, like you kind of look for him in the standings. And it's probably just going to be that way for a long time.
Yeah. Samantha Busch released a statement just thanking the NASCAR community and all the fans that have supported her in the loss of her husband, Kyle Busch. And if you get a chance, I believe you can go to NASCAR.com and see the statement that she released. It's very heartfelt.
Kurt Busch did the same. And he said that basically thought everybody for the outpouring of support and that, you know, he's just heartbroken because he and Kyle competed from the word go growing up as kids from they would race anything they could get their hands on and, you know, rest easy, little brother. So it's, you know, but it's going to be a long road for those guys as well.
One last comment from Richard Childress. He said that they plan to continue to have Austin Hill in the number 33 for the rest of the year. And, of course, plans are for Brexton to someday be in the number 8 when he is able to drive in NASCAR. All right, Casey, it is time for us to come to a close. Any final words, sir?
You know what? Let's get ready. Let's go to Pocono. Let's figure out how to make it not rain every single day this week. And then, you know what? Report back next Monday. How about that?
Yeah. And this weekend's race is going to be found on Amazon Prime. And as usual, they're doing a outstanding job. I really enjoy how they do their pre-race and post-race shows. And they're not being under pressure with their network as far as having to get on and off the air due to other programming. So that's nice as a NASCAR fan to be able to enjoy that. And, of course, all that's going to get started at 3 p.m. this Sunday from Pocono Raceway. Again, you can find that on Amazon Prime. All right, we want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here on Chattanooga's Rock Station next Monday, 6 p.m., Rock 103.7, to get you up to date with all the latest NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website. And for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.